What is liberty? What a man exchanges for a wife. Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a miser?
A man who trains mice.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wits, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of Richmond, Virginia. Once again, we bring you that quiz program that is a cross between a Mickey Finn and a nervous breakdown. With a board of experts who are so dumb they think a steam shovel is used to shovel steam. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled The Home Life of the Kangaroo, or It's in the Bag. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
Thank you. I have a poem, Mr. Howe.
I imagine.
My doctor said, take a milk bath, but I have no tub, I said. So I hung the cow on the ceiling and took a shower instead.
I see why beef is high. All right. Next, we have a woman who looks like an overstuffed sofa that's been moth-eaten. A woman so knock-kneed, every time she walks, someone says, come in. Here she is, the pin-up girl of Tredegar Ironworks, Miss Lulu McConnell. Miss McConnell.
Hello, Mr. Howard. I got a new girdle today.
Yes, I heard about it.
What? You heard I had a new girdle?
Uh-huh.
My, don't those things spread.
Don't those things All right. Next, we have a man who thinks silverware is medicine. He takes it after meals. A man who is such a lowbrow, every time he eats, he has to wash his hair. Mr. George Shelton.
Say, so, you know, I planted a lot of seed in my victory garden about a month ago, Mr. Howard.
Yes?
And nothing has come up yet.
No? Did the seeds look fresh when you took them out of the package?
Are you supposed to take them out of the package?
Oh, I see. Well, now that you have met the experts, you know what to expect, so we'll just get along with the first question. Let's see what we can do with it. Here is the first question on tonight's session.
Yes.
Here it is. Pay attention. What city is the Richmond Times-Dispatch published? Get the question? It's a newspaper.
What's the name of the newspaper?
I just told you, the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
What's the matter with the Times-Dispatch? It's one of the best newspapers there is.
All right.
Everybody reads it.
Okay.
All right, but don't be standing there knocking.
I didn't.
You certainly did. There's a paper that's unbiased.
Look. It's what?
It's unbiased.
Oh, I see. What does unbiased mean, Mr. Shelton?
Well, it means that is there any other questions?
Mr. Shelton, why don't you get yourself an idiot and settle down?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Can you cook?
Can you? Okay. Let's get on with the question. In what city is the Richmond Times-Dispatch published?
Is it a big city, Miss Howard?
Yes, I would say it was a pretty large city.
Well, how large, Mr. Howard? I mean, how large would you say it was?
Well...
I mean, would you say it was as large as, let us say, Richmond, Virginia?
Yes. Yes, Mr. McNaughton, I would say it was as large as Richmond, Virginia.
Thank you so much. Carry on.
I see. Mr. McNaughton, what makes you such a brilliant imbecile?
Oh, I've got a good press agent.
I imagine you have. Miss McConnell, do you know in what city the Richmond Times-Dispatch is published?
No. You see, I don't travel much.
I see.
I'm a homebody.
Yeah. You must have a big home.
Is that so? Say, why do you always go out of your way to insult me?
Look.
I'll have you know I'm an FFV.
Oh, really? First family of Virginia?
No. Fat, flabby, and vulgar.
Yeah? To hear you talk, you think I wasn't a lady.
I see. Well, are you?
No. But I wanted it to leak out gradually.
I see.
So you don't talk about newspapers. I was reading one the other day and I noticed it had several blank spaces in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What are they for?
Oh, those are for people who can't read.
Yeah. Yeah, matches yes. Your head too, Mr. Shelton. Mr. McNaughton, do you read the newspaper? I mean, do you read the Richmond Times-Dispatch?
Oh, rather, yes, indeed, yes, rather. I read it this morning.
Well, that's fine. Where did you read it?
In the Bird Park bus.
In the Bird Park bus.
Oh, say, Mr. McNaughton.
Yes.
Have they caught up with Little Orphan Annie yet?
I don't know. You see, I didn't get to that page. You see, the paper I was reading got off at Laurel Street.
Look. Well, look, when you three leave here, why don't you leave your heads on Monument Avenue with the rest of the granite? Why don't you do that?
Say, Mr. Howells, you know, my old man used to be an old newspaper man.
He was?
Yeah, but he found out there was no money in old newspapers.
I see. You're stuttering very nicely tonight. Look,
yes.
The question is, in what city is the Richmond Times-Dispatch published?
Well, say, Mr. Howells, you know my father owned a newspaper.
Owned one?
Yes.
For what? I throw one away every morning.
Oh, yeah, just like that.
In fact, I used to go out with a young lady whose father was a printer on the newspaper. Pretty girl.
Yeah.
I liked her type.
You liked her type.
I liked her type. She's the daughter of a printer. I liked her type.
You liked her type. Very good. All right.
I liked her type.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right. Yes, go on. Thank you. Now, here is the next question, ladies.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Howard.
Sure. What did you do?
I mean, there's a gentleman here to see you.
To see me? Uh-huh. You mean a contestant?
No. Here he is right here. He'll explain it himself.
Oh, I see. Good evening, sir. What is your name?
Robert Contestant.
Robert Contestant?
Oh, I know his sister, Della.
Della.
Of course, Della, nice girl. Delicatessen.
Yeah, delicatessen. Yes, I got it.
She was an awful pickle.
All right, please.
She belonged to the new dill.
The new dill. All right, cut it out. This young man did not come up here to be insulted.
Well, then he came to the wrong place.
Look, Mr. Contestant, or Contestant, whatever your name is, just don't pay any attention to them. We're going to feed them any minute now. Just what is it I can do for you?
Well, sir, I have a predicament.
A predicament?
Isn't that a shame?
What?
Well, what are you doing for it?
Wait a minute. He said that he had a predicament. What are you doing for it?
Yeah, no, I had them.
You had them?
Oh, well, honey, don't you worry. I'll tell you what to do. You just soak your feet in a big tub of hot water with mustard in it.
Yeah.
And soak them for about 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't take them out of there, but be sure you take your socks and your shoes off.
Oh, yeah.
And
hey,
after 20 minutes...
Wait a minute, please. Will somebody throw her a fish?
Please.
Why don't you soak your head in mustard? Now, let the young man talk. Just what is your predicament, Mr. Kateson?
Well, sir, you see, I build pool tables. That's my business.
I see.
I build mousetraps.
Yeah, how you making out?
That's my business.
All right. Well, you three discarded Dixie cups, stop for a minute. Stop interrupting. You say you build pool tables.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
About a year ago, a man came into my place and asked me to build him a round pool table.
Wait a minute. You say a man came into your place and asked you to build him a round pool table. Isn't that rather unusual?
Oh, very unusual.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he wanted to shoot pool in a revolving door.
Yeah, maybe he did. Go right ahead, Mr. Contestant.
And instead of round pockets, he wanted square pockets.
Square pockets in a round pool table.
And instead of a green cover, he wanted it covered with a leopard skin.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You mean he wanted the table covered with leopard skin? Who ever heard of anything covered with leopard skin?
I have.
What?
A leopard.
A leopard. Will you please keep quiet?
Well, that was the first time I said anything.
Yeah, well, all right. Let it be the last time. Go on, Mr. Contestant. He wanted a round pool table, square pockets, and a leopard skin cover.
And only one leg.
One leg?
A one-legged poop table. How'd it stand up?
Oh, it didn't.
It didn't. I couldn't imagine it would. What did you tell the man?
Well, I told him it was a very odd request.
Yeah.
And that a table like that would cost a lot of money.
I imagine.
Yeah. I say, oh, boy, I could get you the leopard.
Oh, have you got a leopard, Mr. McNaughton?
No, but I've got one spotted.
You got one spotted.
I'm a fool,
I'm not. Yeah. Mr. Contestant, when you told the man it would cost a lot of money, what did the man say?
Oh, he said he didn't care anything about the cost.
Yes.
He gave me his card and told me he was a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
I told him it would take about 6 months to build a table.
So you took the order?
Oh, yes, sir.
Did he give you a deposit on the work or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, no, sir. I looked up his record and found he was a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't ask him for a deposit.
Uh-huh. Go on.
So while the table was being built, the man went to Africa on a hunting trip. I finished the table in 7 months. And called his home on the telephone.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where he got the telephone.
Uh-huh. Mm,
that's a good question. Who sent that in?
Never mind. Who called his home, then what?
Well, I found out that while he was in South Africa, he was killed by a lion.
I see. Well, now, just what is it, or what are you doing up here? What did you come up here for? That's what I want to know.
Well, I thought you'd tell me in case you knew of someone that wanted to buy a round pool table with a leopard skin cover, square pockets, and one leg. I got it.
I see. Well, you're going to keep it. I'll keep you in mind, Mr. Contestant. Maybe you can build me a car with square tires some of these days. And now it's time for our contestants. While Mr. Roberts is getting the folks up here, in order not to have too much talk on the program, we have an orchestra that is out of this world. Or rather, that's where it should be. So while the ushers are passing out clothespins for you folks to clamp on your noses, we hear from Dr. Novick and his orchestra playing The Last Rose of Summer, dedicated to Miss McConnell. Dr. Novick. Sound so bad if they'd all put bags over their heads while they're playing. All right, who is our first contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Our first contestant tonight, Mr. Howard, is none other than Sergeant Dick Brunner of the United States Army.
Oh, fine. How do you do, Sergeant Brunner, and welcome to our program. We're mighty glad to have you here with us this evening. Would you mind telling us how
hey,
you feel?
Hey, buddy, would you want to buy a round pool table?
Will you cut up my round pool table? Would you mind telling us, as I said before, where's your hometown?
Philadelphia, Tom.
Philadelphia!
That's
my
right, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the home of Scrapple. Is
well,
that right?
Wet
that's right,
my
Tom.
Feet, wet my feet and call me Ducky.
Ducky.
I used to work in that town.
Well, you in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I was a carpenter in a beauty parlor.
You were a carpenter in a beauty parlor?
I used to file nails.
I suppose that's why your head goes up in a point. Now, you're from Philadelphia. That is certainly a coincidence because I suppose you know, or did you know, that really is my hometown. Good old Philadelphia.
No, I didn't know it.
You didn't know that?
Very glad.
What part of Philadelphia did you live?
West Philadelphia.
All right, around Baltimore Avenue, something?
49th and Walnut.
49th and Walnut.
That's right. The Ray Apartments.
Where?
The Ray Apartments.
Oh, the Ray Apartments. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember them. I lived around 56th and Baltimore Avenue there.
Well, that's quite a spot.
Yeah, that's pretty nice out there. Of course, we got put out for not paying rent, so here we are.
Would you like to be alone?
No, we're getting along fine.
I say, you know, Sergeant, I was in the last war, you know.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, yes, I was on an invasion barge.
Yeah. Yes. Wait a minute. They didn't have invasion barges in the last war.
They didn't?
No.
No wonder I got so wet.
Wow. You're 2 steps ahead of an idiot. I said you were 2 steps ahead of an idiot. Understand?
Sure, I follow you.
You follow me? Pay no attention to them, Sergeant. What did you do before you entered the service?
Before I went into service?
Before you went into the service.
Well, I edited a trade paper, insurance trade paper, and also did publicity for radio.
In Philadelphia?
That's right, in Philadelphia.
I see.
For another network.
Oh, for another network.
That's
well,
right.
We won't go into that. What was the name of the paper? Maybe we would know that.
The General Outlook.
Oh, the General Outlook. I thought maybe it was the item. You don't remember the item.
No, I don't.
Oh, that was way back. Well, it's sure nice to have you with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, it sure is. What's your first name, honey?
Dick, sweetheart.
What?
Dick.
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 Dick. Is that a cute name,
yeah,
Mr. Howard?
Yeah, nice.
Dick. I just love that name, Dick. I think that's the cutest little name.
All right.
He's a nice looking guy, too, yeah, isn't he, Mr. Howard? You can just call me Racehorse.
Yeah.
I'm a thoroughbred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you've been over the hurdles, too. While you're here, Dick, would you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, if you will? And we'd much if you would be kind enough to read the question for us, please.
Tom, the question is, how many teeth does a person have in his head?
That's a very good question. We haven't had one like that. Did you hear the question? How many teeth does a person have in its head?
Mr. Howard, do you mind if I sit this question out?
Why do you want to sit the question out?
You're not going to get me in the middle.
All right.
Hey, what was the question, Mr. Howard?
How many teeth does a person have in his head?
Well, that depends on who the person is.
Look, wait a minute. Nature has provided everyone with so many teeth. Everyone should have a set amount of teeth.
Yeah, everyone can't afford a set of teeth.
Now, wait.
You know, I agree with you, Mr. Shelton. Everybody hasn't the same amount of teeth. Now, I have a brother-in-law who has 3 rows of teeth.
Wait a minute. 3 rows of teeth in his mouth?
Oh, no, only 2 rows in his mouth. The other row he carries in his pocket as a spare.
Hey, how many teeth have you got, Miss McConnell?
I don't know.
Take them out and count them. Will you cut it out?
Help her. Don't go into that.
My old man has 2 teeth.
2 teeth?
Yep. And one of them he got when he joined the elk.
I see.
You know, my sister's baby is just getting her first teeth. Keeps crying all the time.
Oh, really? What's the matter? Doesn't he want them?
I don't think.
Please, Miss McNaught, let's try and answer the question. How many teeth has a person or is a person supposed to have in his head?
8.
I didn't ask you how many you had, Miss McConnell.
Why, Miss McConnell has a beautiful set of tooth.
Right. Very good, Mr. Sheldon. Tooth is right.
Why, Mr. Howard, I have teeth like pearls.
Yes, and just as scarce. Now, let's get on.
My girl has ambitious teeth.
What do you mean, ambitious teeth?
Out in front.
Out in front.
Say, Mr. Sheldon, tell me, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
I don't use any toothpaste.
Huh?
Why should I use toothpaste? My teeth are not loose.
Oh, no. But your head certainly is, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, last year I gave my wife a tube of toothpaste for Christmas.
Yeah. Is that all you gave her?
No, next Christmas I'm going to give her the teeth.
I see. Well, that's about all.
Thank you.
our next guest, please?
Our next guest, Mr. Howard, is Mrs. Philip Irvin of the Volunteer Service Motor Corps.
Oh, swell. Good evening. What did you say the name, Mr.? I didn't get it.
I think it's Mrs. Irvin. Is that right?
Mrs. Irvin. How do you do, Mrs. Irvin? Good evening. And thank you a lot for coming up. You have a lot of courage to face these nitwits. How do you feel, Mrs. Irvin?
Very well, thank you,
Well,
Mr.
you
Harris.
Certainly do look.
Would you want to buy a round pool table?
Mr. Sheldon, please.
I've been thinking. Well, you know, with a round pool table, how can one bank the eight ball in the corner pocket?
Mr. McNaughton.
My gosh. No, wait, no, he's right. He's right. Now, but Mrs. Spoonful.
All right, never mind. We won't go into that. Miss Irvin, are you from Richmond, Miss Irvin?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's fine. I must congratulate you. You live in a wonderful city.
Thank you.
I like to go into a lot of talk and have a little chat with you here, but I see we're rushed for time, and you'd do us a great favor if you'll reach into the dunce cap that Johnny holds there and pick out a question for us. Just take any question you have a mind to, and when you get one, just read it into the microphone, if you will.
What two measures of weight are mentioned in the old proverb, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
That's very good. Did you hear the question, please? What two measures of weight are mentioned in the old proverb, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
That's a very interesting question, Mr. Howard.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Could I hear it again?
I'd be glad to let you hear it. What two measures of weight are mentioned in the old proverb, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Yes, indeed. It's a very interesting question.
Yeah, well, what about the answer?
I'm sure that'll be interesting, too.
Mr. McNaughton, you are a moron.
I know, and I never took a lesson in my life.
You know very well. It's a very simple question.
What's simple about it? They're all simple. You don't have to answer them.
All right.
You just ask them. A two-year-old baby can ask questions.
No, he's more than 2 years old.
What's telling me?
Look, let's get on there. I bet you were a very bright boy in school, Mr. Sheldon.
Well, I may not have been the brightest boy, but I was the oldest.
I imagine you were. I don't think any of you ever went to school.
I did, Mr. Howard. I went to night school.
You did?
Yeah.
With your face, I don't blame you for not going out in the daytime. The question is, what two measures of weight are mentioned in the old proverb, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Now, let me see now. Don't tell me. That requires mathematics.
Mathematics.
Like two and two make six.
Yeah, wait a minute. Two and two don't make six.
Well, give it a chance, will you?
Yeah.
Give
it a chance.
Now, let's... Don't interrupt me, please. Now, where was I?
No.
Let me see. Four won't go into three.
No.
There's no use forcing it.
No, you might bend it.
Why don't you carry six?
Six is too heavy to carry.
Oh.
I'll carry five.
Yeah. Mr. McNaught, would you mind telling me just what you're doing?
I'm trying to figure it out in algebra.
Well, why go to algebra to figure it out? What's the matter with Richmond?
Now, look. Well, you cut it out and answer the question.
Well, let me see. I should be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Two pints make one quart. Now, what does one quart make?
One drunk.
Mr. Sheldon, did you ever go to college?
Nope.
Did you ever go to high school?
Nope.
Did you ever go to grammar school?
Nope, but you're getting warm.
I say.
I say, you know, my uncle went to college.
What for?
To get polish.
Oh, I see.
Where is it?
He drank it.
He drank it.
He had a fine finish.
Imagine. Well, folks, I see a motion by Mr. Pelagi in the control room, which means our time is up. We'll be around this time next week again, so if you have an appetite for corn, give your dial a twist our way. Now, here's our silver voice tenor to tell you what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. When I was just a school kid, I was an awful bright. I had a pretty teacher who told me, saying each night, Rosie, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. Thank you.
Pays to Be Ignorant, starring Tom Howard, Harry McNaughton, George Shelton, and Lulu McConnell, with another guest expert and Nat Novick's Rhythm Butchers, will be back to pester you again next week. Robert saying so long for the Armed Forces Radio Service.